Welcome to your daily devotional, July 4th, Mourning Over the Condition of the Nation, Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 3. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire? Nehemiah was among the dispersion of the Jews in the days of the pinnacle of Medo-Persian power. Nehemiah was also a man of great faith and prayer, as we see throughout the book that bears his name. He served as cupbearer to the king, a position in which he was privileged to have the audience of the earthly monarch. Having heard the report of his brethren regarding the sad state of things in Jerusalem and Israel, in the city and the nation which he loved, Nehemiah redoubles his efforts in prayer and seeks a means to take action to remedy the situation as much as he is able to do. When we read or watch the news, it saddens those of us who love the USA and what it stands for constitutionally. Freedom of religion, speech and expression, liberty, justice, and so forth. We look at what is happening in and to our cities. They are being laid waste and burned with fire. There are those who would like to do the same to the whole country and to the rights of those who wish to live in a free and peaceful, law-abiding land. Take a trip in your mind's eye to the Veterans Cemetery, where the tombs are of those who paid the ultimate price for the blessings and liberty we enjoy in America. Have these men and women died in vain? Today is a day of celebration of the greatness of our nation, but at the same time we mourn over her condition. The rioters burning the gates of our cities are only destroying for destruction's sake. They are pawns of Satan. They know not what they do. The killing mills with the whitewashed names, abortion clinics, testify to the sinfulness which infests our nation. To those who support the barbaric murder of innocent babies, all lives do not matter. What tragedy and depths of depravity. But the end is not yet. It is not now as of this writing. The only thing staving off further allowed divine judgments are that there are still a few Bible-believing Christians, and our nation supports Israel. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, and Genesis chapter 12, in verse 3. Let's take action. Christian friend, share your hope of your freedom in Christ today, even as you celebrate your freedoms in America. It may be that one person at a time, the Lord will bring about Christian revival and conversions in our land. Let us pray for this today. It is our best and only hope for the preservation of the nation. Psalm chapter 33 and verse 12 is the basis for our prayer. God bless America. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.